This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, June 17th. God's word for you today is, be prepared. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. And it says, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. We will kick off with our final thoughts from yesterday's devotional, which is to expect a backlash as you engage and navigate altars. Every time you tackle the altar of Baal, whatever it represents in your life, and you cut down the Asherah pole, whatever it represents in your life, there is going to be a backlash. Some years ago, while we were having workers training and engaging surrendering of gifts, by revelation, word of knowledge, a lady came forward. She said she had a third eye on her forehead, and with that third eye, she could see inside the womb of pregnant women. She was able to tell the gender of the baby and cause trouble. But guess what? The lady was a Christian. She had given her heart to Jesus. She had that personal altar of initiative, but that connection to Baal was still active in her life. For some people, the connection to Baal may be passive, so they do not even know. But in her own case, it was active. She said she wanted to lay it down, to pull it down. By the grace of God, we pulled it down and God removed the eye and she could not use it again. She said that night, she had a backlash. An old man in some robe came to attack her, tell her some things and threatened her. But God gave her victory. Every time you pull down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah pole, expect a backlash. But guess what? God will give you victory in Jesus' name. Expect an intense attack, not only when you pull down the altar of Baal and cut down the Asherah pole, but expect intense attack even when you pull up the altar of initiative and the altar of instruction. Judges chapter 6 verse 31 says, but Joash shouted to the mob that confronted him, why are you defending Baal? Will you argue his case? Whoever pleads his case will be put to death by morning. If Baal is truly a god, let him defend himself and destroy the one who broke down his altar. Don't you just love Joash? Do you have a God that cannot defend himself? Are you serving a God that you need to fight for and kill people for? Then you need to come to Jesus, the real and living God. From this scripture, we see that intercession is key to victory. When you have a backlash, listen, there must be at least one or two people in your life who have power with God, who can stand for you when there is a backlash. The third thing to be released into more, because you are made for more, is to get robed with power. Judges chapter 6 verse 34 says, then the Spirit of the Lord clothed Gideon with power. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the Spirit of the Lord will clothe you with power. Every major work to be done for God must be done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Spirit divine, attend our prayer, and make our heart thy home, descend with all thy gracious power, come Holy Spirit, come. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.